Physicians know hospice patients prefer to be comfortable and at home, surrounded by loved ones. That's why they choose VITAS Healthcare for hospice care. We have the knowledge and experience to bring hospice home. Expert clinical care, emotional and spiritual support, equipment and medications, all brought to the patient's home. Refer today. Contact VITAS Healthcare at 888-VITAS-80 or go to VITAS.com. That's VITAS.com.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yesterday, Clint Van Zandt was with us, and he's an FBI profiler who got his start at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. And this must be SIUE week because Randy Pembroke, Dr. Randy Pembroke, the chancellor at SIUE, is with us today. So is his wife, Mary, and so we have quite the crowd here. Dr. Pembroke, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on this
morning. How's everything going at SIUE?
Well, we kicked it off about a week and a half ago, and we're having a great semester so far. Freshman class moved in 2 weeks ago today.
How many states send students to SIUE?
Last count, last year, we had 42 states and 50 countries.
Isn't that impressive? 50 countries.
Yes.
And they come from, I guess, every continent in the world.
Yeah. All parts of the world. And one of the things that I appreciate is that last year we decided to represent all of those so that we enter the main administrative building, the Rendlesham building, all of the flags of all of the countries around the world that are represented on the campus. You can see those right when you step in the door.
Well, that sure adds a certain vitality to campus life. When you're studying there with students from 50 countries and 42 states, you really learn about the world around you.
Very true. Very true. They energize and create a diversity for the dialogues that we have in class, in student affairs, and just all parts of the university.
Now, do you still have an extension service that goes into East St. Louis, helping the kids there with STEM?
We do tremendous things in East St. Louis. We have a Head Start program. We have an Upper Bound program. The Charter High School focuses on STEM programming. We do extension to adults in that area in terms of job preparation and certifications. And so in addition to that, you probably know we have a dental school in Alton, and so we have dental outreach. Nurses are on the campus in East St. Louis, and so we provide quite a few social services.
So you're just not hidden in your ivy-covered tower.
I think we're in all parts, southern and southwestern Illinois, and in St. Louis, too.
Speaking of the dental program, I know you have a one-year program for international students who need their accreditation here. So they come to St. Louis, they might be a dentist in France or Germany, but they can spend 1 year at SIUE and get accredited to practice in the United States, which is actually important for our region because we have a number of dentists who are retiring right now in the greater St. Louis area. There's going to be a dental shortage.
Absolutely. And the number of people applying for that program just continues to grow. And so one of the things that we did this year that was new is we opened a dental clinic. We have services, obviously, in Alton, but we opened a clinic in February in Edwardsville. And so our students, our faculty, our staff, people from the community can use the services there as well. And it gives our fourth-year students in particular in the dental school and the international students a chance to work.
Now, last time we talked, wasn't your soccer team on fire?
Yes. Both our men's and women's soccer teams last year qualified for the national tournament. The men's team got to the round of 16. The women's team played in the first round, and so they both were ranked nationally at the end of the year, and that was a great thing for SIUE.
Is that a fall sport or is that a spring sport?
We're playing soccer right now.
Okay. So, Yes. Okay. Good luck, Cougars, right?
Yes.
Ooga, ooga. I'm a Cougar. All right. Now, you brought your keyboard today along with Mary and Mrs. Pembroke, and I'm hoping that one of you may play something for our listening audience.
Well, as a matter of fact, we play four-hand music, which
wow.
is two people at the same keyboard, and we brought some things. I didn't know. We brought a couple of different styles. We got a little jazz. We got a little classical. So at whatever point you want to hear something, I think we're ready to go.
Well, that'd be great. Why don't you head on over there and head in the big studio if you could walk all the way over to that keyboard. There he goes. All right. And we're going to hear from the Pembrokes. This is four-hand. Never before here on KMOX Radio have we had four hands playing simultaneously. So this is a first. I don't know what to expect. This was not rehearsed. And Take it away whenever you're ready. The Pembrokes, ladies and gentlemen. KMWX first, the Pembrokes with a swing thing, four-hand piano. That was fantastic. You guys must entertain.
Well, we're doing more of that. It was interesting. Last year, we offered a little home concert and dinner, and it kind of kicked off something, so we've done that two or three times now in Edwardsville.
Wait, was that an auction item for the school or something?
It was an auction item for the Chamber of Commerce for Edwardsville and Glencarbon.
You are aware that Thomas George, your counterpart at UMSL, is also a musician.
That's absolutely true, yes.
Do you believe that playing music enhances mental acuity?
Well, the literature certainly indicates that, and I think it also helps make connections in other areas, whether you're studying math or doing certain kinds of communication. And so, but I think people should study music just because it's a great discipline and it's a lot of fun.
Did you and Mary study music together?
No. We were both at Florida State University School of Music in the early 1980s. So yes, that's where we met.
Florida State. Are they the
Seminoles,
right.
They happen to be playing a game on Saturday against Alabama to kick off the football season.
Well, you know, people in those parts don't care too much about football. That'll be poorly attended, I'm sure. Hey, well, you know what? Dr. Pembrokes with us. It's 436-7900, pump it or dump it. The Pembrokes, four-hand piano. I loved it, but I don't impose my musical values on others. What'd you think? Pump it or dump it? 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. And when we come back, more about what's going on at a great institution of higher learning in our own backyard, SIUE, on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Well, you just heard the music of the Pembrokes. Four hands on one keyboard. That would be Mary and Dr. Randy Pembroke. Is Mary,
Dr.
Are you a
Pembroke
doctor?
Pembroke as well.
Are you two doctors? Oh, my gosh. This is the overachieving family of the decade. Wow. And are you still performing live anywhere, Mary? You can get a little closer to that microphone if you want. How you doing? Welcome to KMOX.
Well, thank you. Just playing with Randy right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right.
She's very modest. I will tell you, she has invigorated the music program in East St. Louis. We're doing an after-school program and then a summer arts program, and she and some of her colleagues have been instrumental in bringing that back. Pardon the pun.
That is fantastic. Good for you. Well, let's get to the phone call, shall we, before we talk about more of the SIUE programs and how does someone get into college these days. Hey, Bob, we're playing Pump It or Dump It. What'd you think?
If it's me?
It is you.
I say they are great. They should do some recording. I'm ready to buy one.
All right, this guy wants to buy the CD, Four Hands Pembrokes.
That could be a fundraiser for SIUE, couldn't it?
I think You know what? College presidents are always thinking about fundraising. Yes. No, absolutely. And do you have a CD of your work?
Not at this point, but this seems like a nice studio. Maybe we should create one.
It could be. It could be live from Olive Street in downtown St. Louis. How does someone get into college these days? What are you looking for? Are you looking for ACT scores? Are you looking for a great essay or extracurricular activities?
What I would say is that the most important thing, I think, is that a student wants to achieve academically. And so we look at what they've done in the past. Our freshman class this year is the second highest ACT group that we've had. So it's obviously a very bright group of students. But beyond what you would expect academically, one of the things that we try to talk about is how young people get involved in community. And so our freshman class moved in on Thursday, and on Saturday, they were in the community doing things. In Granite City, helping with a community vegetable garden. We were working at some places where we were doing mulch and creating some nature preserve paths for people to enjoy nature in the Edwardsville area. We think that's very important for people, for our young people, our students, to see themselves in that way. And our mission statement at SIUE is shaping a changing world. So right from day one, from the convocation, we said, what are you going to do to change the world? So academic strength, but also a vision for how can they make a difference?
Make an impact. That's
absolutely
important to folks at SIUE.
You know a lot about that, Charlie. You've
well,
done that in
St.
Louis time and time again. And we're trying to inspire people to have mentors like that and to think about those kinds of models to change their communities.
Do you have the so-called rolling admissions?
We have people that enter in the fall. We have people that enter in the spring. So we had a great class in fall of 16, but then we had our largest class ever in the spring of 17. So, yes. And then we also have two terms that people might not know as much about. We have a somewhat traditional summer program, but then we have a winter term that only lasts 2 or 3 weeks for people if they're looking to get a class, if they're back from somewhere else and need to pick up a 3-hour course. They can do that at SIUE, and it's one of our fastest growing areas.
Is that like the early weeks of January?
It's the end of December, last week of December, first couple of weeks of January, and almost all of that is online.
I see Mizzou is starting to do a little bit of that too. Yeah.
Yeah. It provides a nice opportunity for people who have a little bit of a window there. Maybe they're actually enrolled at another institution, but they've got 2 or 3 weeks and they want to catch up on something or get started in another area.
With how much debt does the average SIUE student graduate?
The national average is about 28,000 to 29,000, almost 30, and our students are about 22, 23. So we're significantly below that. And I'll share one other fact that's very interesting, and that is 40% of our student body, we have 14,000 students, 40% of our students each year graduate with no debt. And so that speaks to we work very hard in terms of scholarships to try to support students. It also speaks to SIUE is the lowest price tuition in the state of Illinois.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
SIUE has the lowest tuition in the state of Illinois.
That's correct.
Huh. How do you manage that?
I think we're very efficient. We try to keep administrative overhead down. That's why I brought my own piano in today,
I noticed,
Charlie.
Yes, yeah.
We're very focused in terms of our faculty. They work very hard, our staff as well. And I just think when you look at overall, that's another thing about SIUE is that we have the lowest overhead of a public institution in the state. So we do a lot of things to support the classroom, and we just try to make the rest of it work so that it's not too expensive.
Yeah, and how about the state of Illinois has not had, as we know, the best financial picture in recent years. In fact, the state's bond rating is the worst in the country. So has that affected the experience at SIUE?
The bond rating will affect us the next time we go out with a large project. Right now, we're not in the midst of having to fund $30 or $40 million for a new residence hall. We are fiscally solid. The fact that the legislature passed a budget, that was a great thing because it made us whole in 16-17 last year, gave us 90% funding for this year to cut this year and now, which was important because we could plan then. We had some idea of what our funding would be. They renewed the funding for our largest building. We're doing a renovation, so that was important. They provided scholarship money, and there's something that I don't know if your listeners will know about or not, but we have the National Corn to Ethanol Research Center in Edwardsville. And so that budget also helped us do some things there, and we're working closely with the Illinois Corn Growers Association to develop new technologies. It's kind of an exciting thing to say. Every ethanol plant in the United States has something going that was created, that was invented, that was patented at NSERC in Edwardsville. Every single one of them.
So you're the mecca of that ethanol research.
We have a lot of great research going on there.
Isn't that something? Well, good for you. Since you took the time and the energy to bring the keyboard in, would you like to leave us on another number?
I think we'll switch to something classical. This is Brahms, which is a little bit different than what we played before.
Okay. And so now we're exchanging seats. It looks like it's also going to be four hands.
It is.
Okay. Four hands. These are the Pembrokes, Randy and Mary on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Done. The Pembrokes from SIUE. Dr. Randy, Dr. Mary, and of course, he's the chancellor. For more information, it's siue.edu. And can't wait for the CD to come out, Doctor.
Yeah. We look forward to playing again sometime, Charlie.
All right. Thank you
so much for having us on the show.
Thank you, and go Cougars. Charlie Brennan on The Voice of St. Louis. Hancock and Kelly in these seats tomorrow on The Voice of St. Louis.
Charlie Brennan on KMOX.
It's time for Clinique Gift at Dillard's, and your free 7-piece gift has everything you need for a flawless fall look. Start with our new Moisture Surge Hydrator for an instant 179% moisture boost. Plus, take home our must-have 2-in-1 lip color and primer, totally tugless makeup remover, award-winning mascara, and portable foundation stick. It's all you need for fall, free, with your Clinique purchase of $28 or more. One to a client, please, while supplies last. Only during Clinique Gift Time at Dillard's from August 30th to September 10th.